The Christmas tree phenomenon. Originally an ancient symbol of fertility, trees have become a festive tradition and big business.
Pagan origins. Christmas comes around the time of the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. People have celebrated this moment long before the arrival of Christianity, because it marks the return of the sun. Consequently, it was natural for ancient Egyptians, Chinese, and other cultures to use fir trees and other greenery to symbolize the land's return to fertility. As Christianity spread in Europe and Christmas was superimposed on the pagan tradition, the association with greenery persisted. The church opposed this for many centuries. Only in 1982 did the Vatican have its first Christmas tree.
Forest farms. America, Denmark, and Germany are some of the world's biggest producers of living Christmas trees. It sounds like an easy way to make money, but it's not. It takes 8 to 12 years to grow a Christmas tree, during which time half of the trees will die of natural causes. That problem has got a lot worse in recent years due to droughts and fires linked to climate change. It's also a very labour-intensive business, as the trees need regular haircuts to give them their cone shape. In fact, the farmer will only make $1,500 to $2,500 for every hectare of trees he cuts each year.
Pine or plastic? The modern tradition of putting presents under a Christmas tree comes from Germany. It went international in the 19th century when Britain's Queen Victoria adopted the tradition thanks to her German husband. But deforestation was already such a serious problem in 19th century Germany that many people began making artificial trees. Today, artificial trees are so popular that they are in 84% of the 94 million U.S. homes displaying a Christmas tree. But which is more ecological? Experts say that you need to use an artificial tree for about 10 years before it becomes the more sustainable solution. But typically, an artificial tree lasts 6, so it only makes ecological sense if you buy a tree that will last a long time.
Christmas lights. In the past, Christmas trees were decorated with candles. This was surely very romantic until the pine needles caught fire and burnt your house down. The modern solution of using electric lights began as an advertising gimmick by the great American inventor Thomas Edison, creator of the electric light bulb. In 1880, he had the idea of placing strands of red, white, and blue bulbs outside his laboratory in New Jersey. 2 years later, his business partner had the bright idea of using electric lights on his Christmas tree at home.